Good morning. It's March 25th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a candid conversation on CNN's The Amanpour Hour, Olivia Colman brought to light the glaring issue of gender pay disparity in Hollywood, challenging the outdated norms and sparking a crucial dialogue. Colman, an Oscar-winning actress known for her compelling performances, didn't hold back in expressing her views on the financial inequalities plaguing the film industry. She pinpointed the archaic belief that male actors are more likely to attract audiences as a significant contributor to the gender pay gap. Moreover, Colman shed light on the gender double standards in the industry, particularly concerning the acceptance of obscenities from actors based on their gender. This discussion emerged amidst the promotion of her latest film, Wicked Little Letters, which narrates the true story of the Littlehampton poison pen scandal of 1923, with Colman portraying Edith Swan. Her comments not only underscored her personal frustrations, but also highlighted the wider issue of unequal pay for women and people of color within the entertainment sector. Adding to the conversation, Forbes's 2023 list of the highest-paid actors starkly illustrated this disparity. Adam Sandler topped the list, with Margot Robbie and Jennifer Aniston being the rare female presences in the top 10. Colman's candid remarks serve as a poignant reminder of the ongoing struggle for equal pay in Hollywood, underscoring the need for systemic change. The world of children's literature has lost a towering figure with the passing of Laurent de Bruinhoff, the creative force behind the Baybar books, at the age of 98 in Key West, Florida. His work not only continued a beloved tradition, but also expanded the enchanting universe of Babar the Elephant for generations to come. Laurent de Bruinhoff took up the mantle from his father, Jean de Bruinhoff, who originally introduced Babar to the world. By adding nearly 20 more volumes to the series, Laurent ensured that the adventures of the gentle, suit-wearing elephant would continue to captivate children and adults alike. The Babar series, under Laurent's stewardship, soared in popularity, selling millions of copies worldwide and being translated into numerous languages. This global success cemented the series' place in the pantheon of children's literature. Despite its widespread acclaim, the Babar series has not been without its controversies, particularly regarding the portrayal of certain characters and themes. Nonetheless, Laurent de Bruinhoff's contributions to children's literature and entertainment have left an indelible mark. His legacy, as a cherished author and illustrator, endures through the joy and imagination sparked by the Babar books. Laurent de Bruinhoff's passing marks the end of an era, but also serves as a reminder of the timeless appeal of his work. His stories, which have delighted millions across the globe, will continue to be a testament to his creativity, vision, an enduring impact on the world of children's entertainment. In an unprecedented move that blurs the lines between fantasy and reality, the iconic Dragon Ball universe is set to leap from the screen and manga pages into the real world. Toei Animation has joined forces with the Saudi government's public investment fund to create the world's first Dragon Ball theme park in Saudi Arabia, promising an immersive experience for fans of the franchise. The highlight of this ambitious project is a central roller coaster inspired by Shenron, the wish-granting dragon familiar to Dragon Ball enthusiasts. This unique attraction is poised to draw visitors from around the globe, offering an unparalleled adventure that mirrors the excitement of the series. The financial backing for this massive undertaking comes from the Saudi government, which will cover the construction costs. In return, Toei Animation is providing the essential usage rights, ensuring that the park remains true to the beloved Dragon Ball lore. Set to be a major attraction within Saudi Arabia's new Qiddiya Entertainment Hub, the Dragon Ball theme park is not just a significant expansion for the franchise, but also a testament to the growing international appeal of Japanese anime and manga. This venture highlights the increasing global reach and influence of Japanese pop culture, marking a significant milestone in its worldwide expansion. The collaboration between Toei Animation and the Saudi Public Investment Fund underscores the potential for cultural exchange and mutual appreciation through entertainment, bringing a piece of Japan to the heart of the Middle East. Prepare to be spirited away once again as GKIDS and Fathom Events bring back the magic of Studio Ghibli to theaters with Studio Ghibli Fest 2024. This cinematic celebration will showcase 14 films from legendary directors such as Hayao Miyazaki and Isao Takahata, offering a rare opportunity to experience these beloved stories on the big screen. From April 27th to December, select AMC and Regal theaters across the United States will host screenings of these iconic films in both their original Japanese and English dubbed versions. Fans can look forward to immersing themselves in the enchanting worlds of Spirited Away, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, Princess Mononoke, and My Neighbor Totoro, among others. Adding to the allure, Studio Ghibli Fest 2024 promises to deliver surprise special extra content, enhancing the viewing experience for attendees. But the experience doesn't end at the theater. By showing their Studio Ghibli Fest ticket stubs, audience members can unlock discounts at Hot Topic stores, adding an extra layer of excitement to the festival. This initiative not only celebrates the rich legacy of Studio Ghibli films, but also builds on the success of last year's Miyazaki-focused marathon, which captivated audiences nationwide. Studio Ghibli Fest 2024 is set to coincide with a season of cinematic re-releases, including the Star Wars movies in May and Spider-Man films throughout the summer, making it a standout event in a year filled with big-screen excitement. The festival is expected to draw a large fan base, continuing the tradition of bringing the magic of Studio Ghibli to life for both new and returning audiences. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.